Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was so talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
On their farewell tour back on this day in 1968, Cream appeared at the Forum in Los Angeles, California, where live recordings were made, which were included on their Goodbye Cream album, which was released the following year. Eric Clapton.
Sad that it actually ever happened, really, because that Cream thing was all like, it was just aggressive music, and it wasn't honest either.
AC/DC kicked off a 20-day UK tour at Bristol Colston Hall on this day in 1980. The band's first gig since the death of singer Bon Scott is Brian Johnson.
When the boys first telephoned us and asked us to come down to have a sing with them, and you know, we got through all that and asked us to join the boys, I said yes immediately. Everybody knew about them. And it wasn't until about 4 or 5 days after I joined them and I'd gone down to see the lads and were rehearsing that I suddenly said, I've let myself into something a lot bigger.
A-ha scored their first US number one on this day in 1985 with Take On Me. It won 6 awards, was nominated for 2 others at the 1986 MTV Video Music Awards.
And the winner is A-ha, Take On Me.
All right.
And turning 72 today, Pat Simmons, guitarist and singer with the Doobie Brothers. They had the 1979 US number one single with What A Fool Believes. And that is Today in Music for Monday, the 19th of October at Mix 104.9.